Today's reading begins in Matthew chapter 15, verse 1. Matthew 15, verse 1. Then Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the traditions of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat." He answered them, "And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God commanded, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, 'If anyone tells his father or his mother, what you would have gained from me is given to God,' he need not honor his father. So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God. You hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrine the commandments of men.' And he called the people to him, and he said to them, 'Hear and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a person.' Then the disciples came and said to him, 'Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?' He answered, 'Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind guides, and if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit.' But Peter said to him, 'Explain the parable to us.' And he said, 'Are you still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is expelled? But whatever comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile anyone.' And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon.' But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, 'Send her away, for she is crying out after us.' He answered, 'I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.' But she came and knelt before him, saying, 'Lord, help me.' And he answered, 'It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs.' She said, 'Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table.' Then Jesus answered her, 'O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire.' And her daughter was healed instantly." The confrontations between Jesus and the Jewish leadership are starting to get a little more intense. They've already decided that they want to destroy him. And so now they're looking for more and more opportunities to ensnare him or entrap him in the things that he says. And part of the reason that they are going about it that way is because they don't believe that he truly is the Son of God. If they understood that he was divine, they wouldn't be trying to entrap him in his words, because then they would understand that that wouldn't be possible. But first, they have this tradition of washings, and the Jews had a number of traditions regarding washings. But specifically, he's talking about before they eat, they needed to undergo the tradition of washings. And they ask, "Why do your disciples break the traditions?" And in their mind, they've equated that with sin. Breaking the traditions of the rabbis before them is a sin. But yet, that's not true. That's something that men came up with and enforced on others or taught others, and it didn't come from God. So it's not a sin to break that tradition. But again, Jesus uses this as a teaching moment. So they say, "Why do your disciples break the tradition?" And he turns around and says, "Well, why do you break the commandment of God in favor of your tradition or teaching?" And so one of those teachings was that they could designate money to give to God at some future date, and that date may be way down the road. And so then that puts them in a condition in which, well, I don't have the funds to help my parents, even though that is part of the commandment of God. So they use that as a loophole to not fulfill their commandment. And I think it says a lot about them that they don't want to take care of their parents. And so he says, "For the sake of your tradition or teaching, you have made void the word of God. You're a bunch of hypocrites." So then he goes on to explain that them eating with unwashed hands does not defile them. In terms of cleanliness, could they get sick from doing that? Sure. But that would be done with. It would be expelled and it would get finished. I'm trying to be delicate with that and not be gross with it. But he says what comes out of a person, though, that really defiles them. And now we're not talking about getting sick. We're not talking about physical defiling. We're talking about spiritual defiling. So let's skip down to the explanation. When he says that this comes from the heart, and it's what's in a person's heart that really matters. And he says, out of the heart can come, and he mentions evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander, and these defile a person. But realize also that from the heart, if we are inputting the right things, then righteous things would come out of that heart. But he's talking about this in the context of what defiles a person, and so he's talking about those sinful things. Now, the Pharisees were offended by this, and he says, every plant my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. They're blind guides. If the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit. Leave them alone. It is not that Jesus does not care about their spiritual well-being. It's that they have blinded themselves to seeing the truth of what Jesus teaches, and he's not going to force them to listen, and he's not going to force them to understand. And so if they are offended and they go off, well, they are not of him, and so they're going to be rooted up anyway. Finally, we have the Canaanite woman, that she's a Gentile. Jesus has not gone to the Gentiles. He's only been going to the Jews. But she has a daughter that is demon oppressed, and she is asking for help. The fame of Jesus has spread such that she knows about him. She obviously believes in him. She's begging, she's crying, she's apparently annoying his disciples. But he says, I was sent to the lost sheep of Israel, and she continues to ask for help, and he says, we don't take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. And he says, but the dogs at least get crumbs. And Jesus says, great is your faith. And he heals her daughter. She had faith in the power of Jesus, and she had faith in the ability and willingness of Jesus, so much so that she wasn't going to give up until he healed her daughter. Remember the parable telling about keep asking, seeking, and knocking, and that's exactly what she was doing, and she had faith. I'd like to think that when the church was established, she was one of the first ones that lined up and said, I want to be baptized for the remission of sins. I want to be a child of God. I don't know whether she did or not, but I like to think so. She demonstrates faith in Jesus. Well, that concludes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.